idiot?
No, why
not? I don't call people idiots. I don't.
How about a doughhead? Mm-hmm. Or a dunderhead?
I never heard people call that. Here. I've heard people call lots of names, but we wasn't allowed to use that kind of names.
Oh, I see. When somebody's really, who doesn't like to spend money a lot, you know.
Stingy.
Yeah, and do you call it tightwad or anything?
Tightwad, stingy.
Or what about one who's really not nice about it, who goes around and does his best to get money away from others? Do you call him anything?
I don't know.
A greedy guy?
Greedier.
Stingy. What do you call somebody who just... What do you call somebody who's not mean about it, who's just careful with his money?
Well, that's a careful man.
Just
sensible. I'd call them sensible. They're not just spendthrift. They're a person that just spends his money everywhere. I call him a spendthrift.
I see.
A person is careful, I'd say, well, he's a sensible man, or he's a... tries to do what's right or something that way. But a man that just throws his money away, he just spends it.
Uh-huh.
And a man that just holds to it too tight, so greedy.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you say somebody, if you're talking about a girl and you say, oh, she's you know, real active and stuff, what would you say?
Well, I think she's, you know, I don't know.
Spry
or something like that.
Would you peppy or chipper?
They're both. They're all three of them.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say anybody's feisty?
Yes, I've seen them. I thought they're feisty.
What would you say? With little kids or something?
Oh, the little kids. Some of them is feisty. Mm-hmm. Big ones too.
I guess so. What do you mean when you say that?
Well, I mean that they just think they're better than somebody else and try to show it.
I see. And when you talk about somebody being, you know, who's not being restful, you know, and who's really moving around a lot, and you say they're not easy, they're
nervous.
They're uneasy. Would you ever say?
Yeah, you say they're uneasy or they're nervous.
Uh-huh. When you're talking about being, you know, being afraid, you know, when you say I'm afraid or something, would you use any other word like
scary
or, you know, scared or? Would you ever say feared or of something?
Afraid?
Uh-huh.
Feared? I didn't say feared, but they're afraid. Scared.
I see. And when you say that somebody was afraid a long time ago but isn't anymore, you could say she
got over.
Uh-huh. Or she used to be.
Or she used to be scared.
I see. Or if you say she wasn't, and then you could say she didn't used to be.
Yeah.
What would you say if she's she never was afraid before?
Yeah.
And you'd say she didn't.
But she's now afraid.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't used to be? Or?
Yeah, she didn't used to be, but now she is.
Mm-hmm. And if you're saying somebody doesn't take care of stuff, you know, they just leave things lying around.
They're wasteful.
Or you could say they don't care, or they're
wasteful.
Or could you ever say careless? Or?
Yeah, you can say they're careless.
Okay.
Careless and wasteful.
And if somebody's really really acting sort of strange and you don't know why they're acting like that, and they're, you know, sort of...
I'd say they're queer.
Uh-huh, and you, that just, you know, that just means they're sort of strange. Does that mean like strange in the head? Or?
Well, if they act that way, that's weird.
And if somebody's really being just... They're just set against doing something. They're just really being out there, you know, just not going to. You'd say they were, would you ever say stubborn or?
Well, I like them. Yeah, you'd say they're stubborn.
Mm-hmm.